Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo.
Hey.
And Mr. Goodly.
Yeah.
And Mr. Goodly.
Yeah.
It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo.
Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out.
And it is hell out.
And it's on, it's on.
It is hell out.
And it's on, it's on, it's on.
Chill out, 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 chill out.
And it's on,
chill out.
And it's on, and it's on.
US girls know I got that check. Spanish girls know I got them pesos. For Asian girls I got that yen. With UK girls I share my euros. No, this ain't tricking, cause I got it and nigga you don't. So hey, from my side of the club, this member's only in UA one. You wish you were, you wish you were. You wish you were, you wish you were. Oh, cause I'll be honest, honest, honest. 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 Niggas front like they be pimping, but I think something different. Shoot your shot with all your effort while she begs for my attention. Homie, we are not the same. With you is something missing. She say it's just a fact. With what you lack, I'm so consistent. Like with sex, I'm so consistent. Confidence, I'm so consistent. I get money, all my qualities were built from my persistence. Again, I'm so consistent. I don't think that you would listen. Never mind that, cause your girlfriend looks like she totally gets that. I'll be honest, honest, honest. Cause I'll be honest, honest, honest. Cause I'll be honest, honest, honest. Cause I'll be honest, honest, honest. US girls know I got that check. Spanish girls know I got them pesos. For Asian girls I got that yen. But UK girls I share my euros. No, this ain't tricking, cause I got it. You don't, so hey, from my side of the club, these members only in you ain't one. Oh, 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 yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Members only, yeah.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up, and thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. It's your girl, Miss Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Yo, what's up?
We got Mr. Prime Time on the line.
What's good with you, what's good with you?
And we also got a special guest tonight, a special co-host, Mr. Prince. What's up?
Hey, it's all good.
Well, I'm super excited about this show tonight because we have a very interesting conversation for you guys. But before we jump into that, I just want to give a shout-out for today, which is shout-out to God, as always. Give him thanks, praise, anything, because he didn't have to wake you up this morning. He didn't have to put you to sleep. He didn't have to give you clothes, cars, shoes, anything. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. So let's say thank you. Also, shout out to the Six Man Radio team. We have Mr. Nicholas Cage, Miss Nadine Michelle, Miss Vibe Essentials, Miss Poet Design, Mr. GMS, and Miss Check Writer. Shout out to them. Love you guys. Also, shout out to you guys who tune in and kick it with us every week, every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. We appreciate you so much. I can't even express it. How much it is. Alright, I'm going to jump into the word of the day, which is loyalty. The quality of being loyal to someone or something, a strong feeling of support or allegiance. Also, the quote of the day is, we have to recognize that there cannot be relationships unless there is commitment, unless there is loyalty, unless there is love, patience, persistence. By Cornell West. So, now that we've gotten all that good stuff out the way, those goodies, have y'all heard about Elmo, the funny place Elmo? He had to resign today or quit because they said that he was molesting some little gay boy.
Hold on, wait a minute. Those allegations?
Yeah, I heard that.
Allegations.
I heard that when I landed earlier today.
I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, that's kind of crazy. I feel like this. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to put that stereotype out there, but I just feel like anybody who plays some kind of character like that might be a little fruit. You know what I mean? Might be a little on the other side. I'm just saying. I have nothing against it. I mean, do what you do, but, you know, come on.
Well, I'm on the opposite end of that. Just because you're eccentric does not mean you touch a little boy. Just wanted to point that out.
That's true, but still, I just feel like this. If you, how long has he been doing that though? Like, I don't know. I guess.
Hold on, wait a minute. How long?
I'm just saying. It sounds kind of suspect. That's all I'm saying. It seems.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying. I love y'all, gay people. Bisexual, anybody. I love y'all. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Any other good news? Oh, let me tell y'all about this right here. Let me tell y'all how crazy I am. So the other day I went into the GNC store because I was like, you know, I'm going to get me some vitamins or something so I can get my exercise on and, you know, lose some weight and get in shape and stuff like that. So I go in and I'm like, the guy was in there by himself. You know, he was kind of cute. I'm not going front. He was kind of, you know what I mean? But anyway. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to lose some weight. He was like, lose weight? I was like, yeah. I was like, 'cause I'm kind of fat. He was like, fat where? Back there? I was like, hold up. Like, don't be getting kind of fresh on me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, slow your roll. But you know I like this. Y'all know I like this. But anyway. So he he was like, yeah, he was like, I don't think you need to lose any weight. He was like, you just plump in all the right places. I was like, oh my gosh. I came in here to get some vitamins and you trying to hit on me. So then, last night, I'm going to tell y'all the funny part. Last night, I was like, I'm going to call over there because I didn't get his name or nothing. So I was like, I'm going to call up there and see if he's working. I called up there the first time, and some guy named Tim answered the door. And I'm like, yeah, Tim, you know, and I'm explaining to him what happened. I'm like, yeah, I was looking for this guy. And he's like, he's laughing at me the entire time because I guess he feels like it's funny that I'm calling to ask for him. I don't even know his name or nothing. So I was like, yeah. I was like, somebody is really knocking on my door really hard.
That's kind of close to stalker status.
But yeah, I know, right? I was just like, yo, I know he probably think I am a stalker. I'm crazy. Like, he gonna tell the dude. He gonna be like, yo, some girl called up here for you. And I don't know. She seemed kind of stalker. I called up there twice, so you know that was kind of.
Oh, that definitely put you in the stalker category.
Yeah, it was kind of
that definitely throws you into the, you know, stalker category.
Exactly.
They got movies about you.
Whatever. But that was just my funny story for today because I thought it was hilarious. I was so tired yesterday, and I was just like, I'm gonna just call him and see what happens. He wasn't even there. I felt dumb. Like, okay. Also tonight, you guys, we're going to be talking about loyalty tonight. Loyalty in relationships, loyalty in the workplace, loyalty with your family. I'm super excited because tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Like, I'm ready to eat.
We need to be talking about stalking.
Listen, don't do that. Do not put me on blast on the radio. Do not do that, okay?
I'm just saying, we got our host, you know.
But I mean, what defines a stalker? Like, what do you think defines a stalker?
When you Google the store to call a guy you don't know, yeah.
I was on my phone like, I wonder what's
going on. When you went in there for some supplements and you remember every piece of conversation and compliment they gave you.
And then he's originally from New York, and there's just something about me and guys from up north that just turned me on. So, you know.
From the way he was from, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you disappear, you know where to go check for.
Exactly. Look, I was on going there today, but I had to go. I had to start prepping. Okay. I was going there. I know he would have been like, didn't you just call me last night? Now you in here? What you want? I know you ain't used all them free samples I gave you. Y'all gave me free samples.
Oh, wow.
Don't be laughing. He was like, I'm going to give you some free samples so you don't have to spend no money right now. And then he was like, yeah, because I can watch you walk away all day long. I was like, boy, you don't you can't handle this. You don't want none. you do not want to open that jar of pickles, okay?
Oh, wow.
It will be on and popping. I'm just saying. Y'all know it's too loud, so I'm a little backed up. I'm just throwing that out there, too.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that on the radio.
No, for real, y'all. I'm really like backed up for real, for real. Like I really do need to invest in a toy.
Wow.
I need to find the right one that is going to, you know, suppress and, you know, I can't even see. This is why I need some, because I can't even focus. You know what
I
mean?
Nah, don't say you know. Say the real thing. It's tell all radio. Tell the whole thing. Don't say you know. Tell the whole thing. Tell all radio.
Yeah.
You know what?
She want to dance around the situation now, huh?
Not. Y'all not going to put me on blast tonight now.
Don't change.
Y'all not going to put
all
me on blast
doing,
tonight.
All we doing is sitting back and letting you talk. That's
no,
what.
Sir. I be getting my stuff handed to us. You know what I mean? I really do be getting, but seriously, I really do need to invest. Do y'all have any suggestions? I don't know if I'm really feeling that bullet thing.
Try it. Go find it. Silver bullet. Go find it. And you'll thank me. Send me a
gift
card.
Where is it going to go?
In your read the paper. Read it. Read it when you buy it. Read it.
What's up, silver bullet? There will not.
How you
there won't be a double A battery safe in the house.
How you get it out? How you out?
How you get it out?
No.
I'm
going to
get it out.
Say it. Okay, you put it in there. So how you get it out? Do you put it in?
No.
I'm about to be at the emergency room. I'm about to be at the emergency room, honey. Oh no, I can't do it. No. Look, does it have a handle?
Go there. Stop there one day. Stop at the thing one day and just see. Check it out.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm
all y'all listen. Men are not the only perverts running around. Women are hardcore. You know what I'm saying?
We are. I ain't gonna front.
But he should be telling our business.
Exactly. You ain't supposed to tell. You know what I mean?
Hey, look here, woman. I didn't say anything. All I said was, get yourself a sister. That's all I said.
Let's hope I know how to use it when I get it.
Just get it. Yeah, it's that simple.
Well, you guys, we're going to jump to some music. We're going to get into the DJ Prince mix. And when we come back, we're going to get into the topic for tonight, which is loyalty. So if you guys want to get in on the conversation, you want to chat with us, we're going to have fun tonight. I'm excited. Y'all excited?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Everybody
should
be excited. Y'all callers, y'all should be excited. So
you can be excited if you get a simple bullet.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
From what I hear, it is very good.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say. All right, you guys, we're going to get into the mix. And like I said, when we come back, we're going to talk about loyalty. If you want to call in and kick it with us, the number is 646-478-35.
Serving these streets mixtape.
Don't care about he or she, I got my
DJ Prince, rock that shit.
See me, VIPG, low key, TMC, I do me, bro. Don't care about he or she, I got my stripes like a zebra. I smoke a lot of Reaper, I'm balanced as a Libra. Got talent, plus my picture, set it off like I'm the FIFA. See me, VIPG, low key, TMC, I do me, bro. Don't care about he or she, I got my stripes like a zebra. I smoke a lot of Reaper, I'm balanced as a Libra. Got talent, plus my picture, set it off like Queen Latifah.
Serving these streets mixtape.
Like that. Rapping for my city, got Atlanta on my 50. If I got it, I'ma spend it, nigga pay like that.
Serving Dropping them streets mixtape.
Kevin got a motherfucker straight like this. Kevin got a motherfucker straight like this. It's nothing cause a motherfucker straight like this. I ain't worried about shit. If I want it, I'ma get it, I will make like that. Reppin' for my city, got Atlanta on my 50. If I got it, I'ma spend it, they gon' pay like that. Reppin' got a motherfucker straight like this. Kevin got a motherfucker straight like this. Kevin got a motherfucker straight like this. It's nothing cause a motherfucker straight like this.
DJ Prince.
Shout it to the bitch, I'm coolin', coolin'. Kevin got me motherfuckin' straight like that. Got a car and a crew, nigga, straight like that. Fuckin' for a nigga, if I had to blast you, I don't have to ask you straight like that. Must be out, nigga, fake down. Shout it, we can take down. Blow a nigga face out, straight like that. 30,000, 100 million, straight like that. Love count, so a nigga got a word like that.
Serving these streets, mixtape.
I don't really hear what you say like that. Blue, black, to the left side, better like that. Hold on my dick, just hang it like that. Hit the bottles over here, drugs over here. Ain't nothing over there, who's doing like that, huh?
I ain't worried about shit. If I want it, I'ma get it, I will make like that. Reppin' for my city, got Atlanta on my 50. If I got it, I'ma spend it, they gon' pay like that. Reppin' got a motherfucker straight like this. Trappin' got a motherfucker straight like this. Trappin' got a motherfucker straight like this. It's nothing cause a motherfucker straight like this.
Serving these streets mixtape.
If I want it, I'ma get it, I will make like that. Reppin' for my city, got Atlanta on my 50. If I got it, I'ma spend it, they gon' pay like that. Reppin' got a motherfucker straight like this. Trappin' got a motherfucker straight like this. Trappin' got a motherfucker straight like this. It's nothing cause a
oh, DJ
Prince. Let me get this straight. My team superb in the game, you nerd. M.O.B. on like it, who's hers? I got a lot of money, but I'd rather spend hers. Just let the trap got bust all in it. Now I'm in the field standing up all in it. Still talking shit like a Pedro Rose. Top a fork in his face, what the fuck wrong with it? It's so ironic that I'm so iconic. I always with some bad bitches and they all exotic. B241, we straight like that.
Serving these streets mixtape.
Count DMDT, get money, cause we ain't like that. We straight.
Tell her I ain't worried about shit. If I want it, I'ma get it, I will make like that. Reppin' for my city, got Atlanta on my 50. If I got it, I'ma spend it, they gon' pay like that. Reppin' got a motherfucker straight like this. Trappin' got a motherfucker straight like this. Trappin' got a motherfucker straight like this. It's nothing cause a motherfucker straight like this. I ain't worried about shit. If I want it, I'ma get it, I will make like that. Reppin' for my city, got Atlanta on my 50. If I got it, I'ma spend it, they gon' pay like that. Reppin' got a motherfucker straight like this. Trappin' got a motherfucker straight like this. Trappin' got a motherfucker straight like this. It's nothing cause a motherfucker straight like this.
DJ Prince on deck. Serving these streets, you know what it is.
I'm just minding my business, doing my thing.
Black Cap.
Just minding my business, doing my thing.
Wait, 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 wait.
Hold up.
Wait, 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 wait.
Hold up.
Oh yeah.
I'm just minding my business, doing my thing.
Wait, 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 wait.
Hold up.
Wait, 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 wait.
Hold up.
No time for nonsense. Money on my mind, and I'm minding my business. I'm business minded. Rumors flying, shooting down, duck hunting. My dog's laughing, I call him Humor Hound. So keep commenting on my denim, but your girl want my jeans cause I'm in them.
Yep.
Tell him these $1,000 trousers, topic of discussion. Talks cheap, penny for my thoughts on that subject.
Subject.
I wear what I wear, I ain't closed-minded. What you hearing is rare, I was cold-minded. The beat is full of soot, a genius on the hook. Told my label I'm pregnant, I think I need a little push. Baby, haters trying to distract me. Cats bitter on Twitter, they trying to get at me. My location is undisclosed. Do my thing till my lungs is closed. Breathe with me, y'all.
Wait.
I'm just minding my business, doing my thing.
Wait, 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 wait.
Hold up.
Wait, 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 wait.
Hold up.
Yeah. I'm just minding my business, doing my thing.
Wait, wait.
I'm a cheddar lover. Whatever they rate you, I'm the better number. Trying to make sure that my mama don't ever suffer. I'm in my own realm, brother, I ain't leaving. Pockets ain't anemic, my wallet stay eating. And shorty don't want you to know that I just beat it. It's a secret, I ain't BB, baby, I won't leak it. Everything is all love on my side of things. I'm in control, not weeds, not a gang. Holla, man, strut shoulders, crush posters. One chauffeur to drive me around on the road. My crew stay in the back.
honeys come over, it's all low. Hate is a new drug, you overdoser. I'm the supply on fire, come and try it. I'm just minding my business, doing my thing.
Hey guys, we are back. We are back. We are back. I know you missed us. We missed you. Y'all still live over there? Y'all still live? I got 12. Y'all still kicking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Alright, so like I said before we went to break, we're going to talk about loyalty tonight. I just lost my voice. But yeah, we're going to talk about loyalty tonight. Loyalty in relationships. That is one thing that I want to talk about first. I just want to talk about what loyalty means in relationships, because some people honestly don't really know what it is to be loyal to someone. So can you guys, fellas, can y'all, you know, kick some knowledge to them and let them know what it is to be loyal? Y'all don't
jump on that. We want to jump on that. Which
you
first
go
of all,
ahead.
You got to define which type of loyalty we talking about. Is it loyalty? You know what I'm saying? As far as a woman to a man or a man to a woman, because that's two different types of loyalty.
I want y'all to do from the man's point of view what loyalty is to a woman.
All right, for a man, and I'm just speaking for myself. You know, a man, all he really wants is for his woman to be faithful. You know, just
really,
just to, yeah, that is the. Most
y'all want everything. Y'all want everything.
Men are real simple, man. I mean, you give us that. You give us that magic coin purse. You feed us a little bit. Everything is nice, you know what I'm saying? It's the women that we got to be there for emotionally, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all love that support factor. It takes more to keep y'all happy than it does to keep us happy.
I don't think it takes more, but I do think that women want that deep love. Men just want on the top love. We want that deep. No.
I'm gonna tell you why it takes more to keep y'all happy. Okay? On emotion. Everything y'all do is the advice for love. As men, logical. You know what I'm saying? We think normally before we act. And, you know, for us, if I'm knocking on the door and it ain't working, you know, we're gonna kick it off the hinges. But for y'all gonna find a way to talk through it. Y'all gonna try to find a peaceful solution to it. Y'all deeper than we could ever.
That's
be.
True.
So you know, we have to come at y'all differently. And then on top of that, men are not built to think the way you guys are. So just learning to love in itself is a task for men. So that's where a lot of difficulty lies in it, you know. And that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mr.
Primetime. No books written on this.
Well, basically, you know what I'm saying, on that point of view, not every man is capable of being faithful. But at that moment, basically, at that moment, you're looking at it as both point of view. You're trying to see what the female is going to make, what first move that the female going to make, so that way you know that you're not going to make the same mistake. But you know what I'm saying? If the man makes a mistake first, then you're looking at the female's point of view trying to figure out, well, is she really loyal or is she really faithful? And you know what I'm saying? If you look at it and both of them turn out to be faithful, then you have no problem. But you know what I'm saying? If both of y'all run into the same problem and none of y'all can be faithful, then you have to question yourself, well, is you really loyal, you know what I'm saying? Or is you really faithful?
You feel like loyalty is being faithful to your partner?
I mean, basically, it could be whatever you want it to be. It just depends on how you use it or how you make it seem to be.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of people out there who don't even know what loyalty is. They don't know what it means to be loyal to someone.
Yeah, and so they basically, what they do, they go and try to find out what's the definition of it, when really you can make your own definition to it. As long as it's right in your book and it's right in other people's book, then basically you have nothing to worry about other than finding a solution to each one of your problems that both of y'all as a couple face. Whether it's, you know what I'm saying, relationships, friendship, sexual shit. Because, I mean, a lot of them, they just want a petty buddy for just just that night, and they want that loyalty. So, I mean, basically, it's every man's definition and every female's point of view.
Well, I feel like this. For me, loyalty means to be committed to that person. It means to put them before you put yourself. It means to sacrifice. It means to be, sometimes to be uncomfortable for that person.
That's what loyalty means to me.
And I feel like, you know, a lot of people, like I said, they don't know what loyalty means. So therefore, when they're in relationships, they're not loyal to their partner. So it's kind of like, and then you hear people, you know, they be all on their Facebook statuses, oh, loyalty this and loyalty that. And it's like, what does loyalty mean? You don't even know what it means to be loyal. So what are you talking about?
Think about it. You didn't think of that first, though, you know, because instinctively, we're very tame. You know what I'm saying? And your loyalty, you learn from birth that your loyalty is going to be to yourself. I mean, we can't even intentionally harm ourselves, you know what I'm saying, unless we got some mental stability. So, just getting over, whereas you about that other person, you know, before you think about yourself, is an obstacle within itself. So, that's what a lot of people stumble at. I feel I got emotions for this person, and I perceive it as love, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to be selfish and do me first. So until you get over you can get over, you know, putting yourself before that person, then you really can't be loyal to begin with.
Exactly. But my thing is that I know what loyalty means. I'm a very dedicated woman. When I'm in a relationship, I'm very committed. I'm very, you know, straightforward, out there, tell me what I want, how I feel, you know, I want you to express yourself to me, tell me how you feel, tell me what you want, and let's work together to get that, you know what I mean? But it's like, I feel like men are not, they just be like, oh, well, you know, I want you to be loyal to me, but I'm going to go out here and I'm going to fuck this other girl.
Round one. You threw the gauntlet. So,
I'm just saying.
Nah, listen.
That's how I feel. That dudes, that's what they do.
Listen, you can't feel that way because at the end of the day, you get it like this. Be entities and creatures. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you, you know, off top.
Yeah, because I didn't hear nothing you just said because you breaking up. Yeah, I was trying to listen, but it was just like,
Can you hear me now?
I got you.
Can you hear me now?
Good. I got you.
A man is only going to do to you what you allow him to do to you. You know what I'm saying? And a man is only going to change for the woman that he feels is worthy. And a lot of women out there, for point of fact, you know, they really don't know how to, they don't know how to play their position.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm going to be the first one to tell you, women are the most, y'all are the most precious and the most beautiful things on the planet. You know, y'all were made to counteract everything that men are not. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
Hallelujah.
Know how to love, y'all know how to, y'all know how to nurture and speak with you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All men we put here to do is to fuck, fight.
Exactly.
And,
give us the
and,
dick
and destroy
shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you gotta understand when you're getting into something. You getting into something with someone that is primal. Because men are primal, that's what we are. You know what I'm saying? If we weren't here, Earth would have been ended a long time ago through war alone. You know what I'm saying? So when when a woman gets into a relationship with a man, she got to understand that he is just that. He's a man. He has to learn to be a dad. He got to learn to be a lover. He got to all that stuff that y'all know instinctively. We got to learn all of that. So until we're willing to invest that into a woman, and not only a real woman, a good woman, we gonna backslide. And that's what it is. So it's not that men are, you know what I'm saying, just assholes. Or
yes, it is.
Dog, or he's this, or he's that.
Yes, it is.
A dude, you can't fall the lion for being a lion. You know what I'm saying? Niggas lying.
I can. I'ma do it.
And then y'all get mad. We can mess up a million times, but we're men. Y'all mess
okay,
up time,
so what if I said the same thing? What if I said, I hate that when people say, men will be men. It's true, but it's kind of like, you know what, a woman will be a woman then. So when we start nagging at y'all and we start talking shit, then that's a woman being a woman. You know what I mean?
No, you got a point, but no.
It's a good point. I'm just saying, I just told you
that everything we not, you can't go out there and try to walk in the shoes of a man. You're debasing yourself with a woman. Can't do it. And that's what a lot of these chicks are doing nowadays. They're going out there and trying to strut like men.
Okay, I'm gonna throw this question out there. Why is it that women sacrifice more than men? They will go through hell and high water for their man. They will hold you down.
Go ahead and learn the right quick.
What you gonna school me on?
Listen, the reason why y'all do that, I told you already. All the answers, all the questions you asking, I already gave you the answer. It's because of who y'all are. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are love. Y'all are the epitome of love, forgiveness, warmth, strength. You guys are everything we are not.
Mm-hmm.
That's why y'all go through all that foolishness. You know what I'm saying? That's why y'all do it.
All right. I guess.
You know, instinctively, y'all just love. You know? We got to learn all that.
Another question that I have is, why is it, but how do you know if that person is worthy of your love or worthy for you to be loyal, you know, or to be loyal to them? Like, how do you know?
When you got one,
I know a lot of
people.
You got to separate that now. You're talking about for a man or for a woman?
For both, either or.
Prime time, you want to go ahead and take this one, brother?
Nah, I'm going to let you go and handle that one right there, man.
it's real simple for a man, you know what I'm saying? It's real simple. If I done got it like 3 times already and I can still talk to you. It's real low. If I can come up with some other thing keeping you around than sex, then, you know, you might be worth my time. If I could talk to you, because when you first get into a relationship, you go, oh, I love you. You hang up. Once you get past that part, once you get past all the rainbows and blood butterflies and shit flying out there, once you get that past that part, and y'all had all the sex y'all going to have, both of y'all score, and y'all can still talk to each other, that's when you know you're making some progress. That's when you know it works. Because I could not only are we in tune physically, we're in tune on a mental level. And if you can go from there physically, mentally, spiritually. And then when you get that, you got full power.
That's true. Well, what happens when you can talk to somebody, you have sex,
y'all can still hold conversations, y'all can still, you know, laugh and joke and all this stuff. But it still hasn't progressed to that level of, oh, I trust this person, I will be loyal to this person. Because I have a problem with this. Like, it's not that I can't be loyal to someone, it's just that I don't want to.
Okay,
I mean, really.
You
don't
question.
I don't want to do it.
Feel me on this one, bro. If
I mean, you know, basically, some
go ahead, bro.
Basically, some females, they school their relationship or school their sex life based on their faithfulness or based on their loyalty, and that's where they run into that problem at, because basically they already had sex with that person, so. Basically, they don't know what they want, but in a sense, they don't want to tell that opposite sex or that opposite gender what it is that they really want.
Or in the case of our host, our gracious host right here, she already knows what she wants. She doesn't want to be in a relationship with this dude.
I do. I do want to be in a relationship, but my thing is that how do I know that this is going to be a good relationship, or...
That's just the thing. Relationships are only as good as you make them.
See? But what if I'm the only person trying? My thing is this, right? So I've been talking to this guy. I talked to this guy, and he's sweet.
Is it
cool, whatever.
Is it a vitamin
No. Look, I haven't talked to him yet. I have not talked to him yet, but I'm telling you now... I will get them digits. I'm just
saying. Watch your back. Watch your back.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean. But anyway.
Well, basically, do you trust them?
See, it's kind of weird because.
No. Answer the question, man. Don't answer my question. Answer the question, man. You said you bought a bottle of beer at 10:30. You know you fucked up.
See, this is my problem, y'all. I don't trust nobody right now. I mean, I tried to give you my trust beginning,
okay,
but once you do something that I think is kind of shady.
Personal
I'm
baggage.
Just saying. No, personal baggage. I'm learning from past experiences. And I am taking them with me throughout life. So if you do something shady in the beginning,
uh-huh.
if you do something, now,
right.
I'm like, oh,
right.
hold up, wait.
Didn't
I've been through that
before.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has a song out there. I think it was called Bag Lady, too. But go ahead.
Oh, no. Cut it out. That's my phone, though.
Yeah, because it describes you perfectly.
Whatever. They used to call me Bag Lady in school, but it wasn't because of that. It was because I carried a lot of bags.
Okay. Metaphorically and literally, but go ahead. Listen, you got to let it go. If you be with that person and you find yourself into you got to throw yourself in it. You can't be halfway in. And to me, it sounds like
see, that's my problem.
In.
I am. I'm always thinking about what could happen. What's the worst that could happen?
You can't think about that. You just got to.
You got to be afraid.
You got
to
trust that person. Then there it is. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna be in a relationships hurt. They suck. You know what I'm saying? You put through things that you don't want to be put through because you are willing to put yourself on the line for that person in hope that individual is doing the same for you. Because a relationship is watching that person's back and that person's watching your back. So you don't have to do it yourself because, you know, you're putting your all in them, they're putting their all in you, and it works. But you can't be halfway in, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. But I feel like this, you know, people have insecurities, and
everyone
they feel like
Yeah, once they feel like, okay, this person is doing something that I have experienced.
Let it go.
Before.
You got to let it go.
How can I trust them?
You have to let it go. You don't know if you can trust them. You, listen, it only takes you about 2 seconds to get yourself mad. Once, hey, Prime, you ever tell a girl, hey, girl, just let me stick the head in?
Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie about it. Hey, tell all. I'm gonna tell it all.
So, once the head is in, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. You know.
And females be stupid enough to believe that.
Y'all know what's gonna happen. Y'all want it just as bad as we do. Stop front.
Basically, some females, they can brainwash us guys, and you know some guys can just brainwash females. So it's either or. You know what I'm saying? You got to be afraid to take chances in relationships. You got to leave their insecurities alone, and just be afraid. But be afraid at the same time, and take your chances at the same time, and you be cool.
It is. And what also realize.
Go ahead. My next question is, what if you are talking to someone and you really like them, you enjoy the conversations, y'all can talk about anything, y'all laugh, joke, whatever, but it feels like it's mostly about sex when y'all together. Could it be that you're just really sexually attracted to each other, or is it that's all it is?
That's basically sexual tension right there.
And there it is. Y'all just trying to figure each other out. What a lot of women got to realize is that we don't choose y'all. Men like to think, I got swag, I got this car, I look good, I work out, you know, I got these hazel eyes or whatever, I'm light skinned. We don't choose y'all. Y'all choose us. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how much. It don't matter how much, whatever you got, if a woman is not, if she didn't want you to be there, you wouldn't be there. You know, money, good looks, good body, good personality, or otherwise. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, y'all have a lot of control in the situation. And like Prom said, it's just once the sexual tension. Y'all trying to fill each other out. What y'all talking about? Y'all still talking. You know, eventually that conversation is going to turn into something else. So just talk and let it go wherever it goes. You know, 1 minute y'all talk about sex, next minute y'all talking about retiring. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That is true. 1 minute I'll be like, yeah, I'm horny, yeah, I'm wet. And then I'll be like, so what are your goals in life?
Yeah,
you're like, what? Like, listen, we got to be able to bounce in and out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, you could go in
back and forth. So I feel like loyalty is about dedication. How can you be dedicated to someone?
That's a no-brainer right there.
It's a no-brainer, but a lot of people who don't know, like, how to be dedicated. Like, what, like, as far as things that you could do to prove that you're dedicated to this person, like, what are some things that you could do?
Just do both of them. Play growth. You know, if a man is in a relationship, take care of your woman. Protect your woman. You know, get that spirit for her. Just do what you're supposed to do in the relationship. Everybody has a job in a relationship. And for the woman, get your dudes back. Be faithful. Be there when he's feeling down and he thinks he's no more. Right there. You know, be that dude's neck. You know what I'm saying? A man, allow the man to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Truly, the man is the head of the household. But women got to remember, they that neck. We can't, the head ain't going to go nowhere without the neck. The neck turns to the left, ain't going to turn to the left. Nope. So be that role for each other, and then, you know, dedication, everything else is filling. It's just like forget to play their role, but you know, typically get screwed up.
That's true. It's funny that you said about protection, because today I was at work and I was just talking to my manager. We were just talking or whatever, and she was talking about her cousin. He had just broke up with his girlfriend, and she asked, and the reason why they broke up is because of two questions that she asked him that he failed to answer correctly. The first question was, if we were out and a guy disrespected me, would you stick up for me? His answer was, it depends on the situation.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, she should have left his ass. I would have been like, no, it don't matter what the situation is. I need you to have my back. You know what I mean? It don't matter if I'm, and I was like, you know, women do pop off real quick. They do have a mouth. And they do get ahead of themselves, even, you know, with men being involved. And there are some men who will be like, bitch, what you say? And will slap the shit out of you in a quick, hot second. You know what I mean? So I need you to be able to be there in front of me while I'm talking shit behind your back. Let me talk shit to him, and you just stand in front and protect me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I need somebody who's going to be there, who's going to be able to be like, who are you talking to? You're not talking to my girl.
Okay.
They be like, dude, she said this, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Did she pick that?
Huh?
Yeah, I did that. What, huh? Who?
What you saying?
Did she pick that dude? I mean, everybody's not built the same, you know? You listen.
I don't care. If you want a woman, if you want a girl, if you want to be in a relationship, you have to be able to protect her at all times.
You're right. You're right. But at the same time, he might not know how to fight.
You better pick something up. You know what I mean? Pick something up.
She might have talked to, you know, that she can bully around, and then at the same time, she wanted to fight for her. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Wait,
you know?
Okay. The second question that she asked him, she was like, all right. She was like, well, what did she ask him? I can't even remember now because I'm so mad about the first question.
But you know, before you go to
okay.
Question,
so she was like, if we were to get married, you know, later on down the line, would you be able to protect me? In
wow.
any situation.
Oh, my God.
He says, well, I feel like this. Like, you should be able to protect yourself. Like, who's going to protect me?
Damn.
That's
a question that hit it. I mean, basically, both of the
questions. That person is not for you, then. That person ain't for you.
Listen. You picked the wrong dude. Listen, man. There's nothing wrong with a thug. But 9 out of 10, you know, a thug might not be that provider right now. You know, but then then on the other hand, you got that intellect dude. He's a good provider, but he might not have that manpower that you need. It's gonna go down.
I'm sorry, I need me a strong man.
I know that's right. I know that's
you know what I mean?
Wow.
It don't even matter. I need me a man where it don't even matter if he can't beat this dude. He gonna try. You know what I mean?
No, you can't lose no fight in front of your woman. No. No.
Okay. Bye.
Look. That was a relationship killer right there.
Exactly.
That's
your ass.
Yeah, but real talk though, you can't even do nothing. You can't go get a screw. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the right tool for the job. What to do? Yeah.
But you know,
for y'all females, you know what I'm saying? This is a question for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
ask
me a question. Go ahead.
Okay. Every guy in the world, nerds. special needs kids, all kinds of guys, just guys in general. So you mean to tell me you're gonna choose thugs over every single guy?
Hold up. Let me eat my cookie. Hold on.
Let me throw something else on that. They want that stability, dog. They want to be protected. They want to be secure. So 9 times out of 10, yeah, they're gonna pick the thug.
No, I disagree with that because
I don't mean thug as in idiot out on the street. I'm talking about a real aggressive dude. Somebody who, when it's time for it to go down, it's gonna happen.
But you know what? I have dated guys who are very professional. They are very, you know, very, very professional. But you know, when it's time to get down, they get down. You know what I mean?
But you know, it's not always about that because you know what I'm saying. Any guy or any female can put a face on and make them think what you're thinking, but obviously ain't gonna be the same person. See, like, say for instance, just take a random dude on the side of the street. It don't have to be black, white, Latino, Hispanic. You feel what I'm saying? They can have a personality that you love, and at the same time, that's the personality that they're gonna show around you. But when they go around their family or friends, they can have a different personality.
That's true. That is
you
true.
Know? So all you know is what you see, but you don't see what's in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, first off, you're going for the first personality that you're looking for. You're looking for that special personality. You're looking for that first one.
Okay.
But really, you got to dig deep and find out more about the person, more than just the personality, more than just their looks, more than just what they have or what they don't have.
But my thing is, let's be realistic. There is no way I'm going to try to be with somebody who don't got no car, who don't got a job, who's not trying to do something for themselves. There's no way that I'm going to be with that person. There's no way. If I'm sitting up here working a job, I'm going to school, I'm the son that I take care of, I'm making sure my household is straight, there's no way that I'm going to let you come in not doing nothing. And we damn sure ain't going to be catching no buff, me. No. Hell no.
Hold up, man.
Or the A train on the B train.
There's nothing wrong with finding a dude if the man has potential. You got
I'm
saying, so you gonna write off a good dude just because he's well.
Yep. Well, he better put that potential. He better put that potential to work
exactly.
To get me a good guy.
If he had potential, he should have been doing it, using it.
Okay.
He should have been trying to make something.
But,
you know what I mean?
But you gotta look at it though. You got to look at it, though. They don't have to have a car to be successful. They can have a full-time job, and, you know what I'm saying,
their
mom
a
positive.
No, I'm not saying that they have to have a car.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I need them to be doing something. You know what I mean? I need y'all. You can't be at the house chilling while I'm out working. And it's not going down like that.
What if they have a job, you know what I'm saying, and they don't have a car, and they're taking care of their moms or whoever is sick? Because, you know what I'm saying,
that's
you got to look at that. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's different. But
no,
I'm saying,
it's
at the house
chilling, playing
video games.
Oh,
that's cool. Hold up, man. I play video games, man.
Oh, man, I tell you, man, I be busting on that Call of Duty Black Ops 2. So you can't have me on that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
Xbox Live, you know?
It's funny that we're talking about this because the other day I was at work and we were talking about why men feel like we have to motivate them. Why can't y'all motivate yourself?
Hold on, don't say all men.
I'm just throwing that out there. Not all men. I'm just saying men in general. Why is it that y'all want y'all woman to be, oh, you don't support me. Why you don't, you know, motivate me to do this? Da, da, da. Why I got to motivate you? Why can't you be a man?
I mean, some guys just have that self-esteem. You, I mean, some of them, they just require that extra push. Like, some of them...
But I'm going to need you not to be with me if you got low self-esteem. I'm going to need
like, check it out. Basically, some of those guys that's in the military right now, some of them have low self-esteem. Some of them went in there with low self-esteem. And now that they getting that extra push that they need, they can stand up on their own 2 feet and say, look, okay, well, this is going down right here. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than my family, friends, baby mom, all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm serving my country. You know what I'm saying? I'm serving everybody.
Shout out to
you. You know what I'm saying?
But to piggyback off of that, what you got to understand, you know what I'm saying, young lady, y'all are a support system.
But I got to support you all the time? Like, why you can't support me?
No,
what if I need support?
No,
you know what I mean?
Hey, but at the same time, y'all that support system. You got to be there to motivate your dude if he is worthy of that. You know, if you see he's not and you keep at it and he's falling to the wayside, then you got to let that go. You know what I'm saying? Find somebody worthy of you. But at the end of the day, is if you see him striving and making gains and pushing towards it, then you got to contend with him. You know what I'm saying? Because making it effort.
I mean, basically, you got to look at it. I mean, you want support, he wants support, you got to give support to get it. It's like respect, it's like trust. You know what I'm saying? You got to give it in order to receive it.
Just like loyalty.
Being faithful. Trusting that person and not having insecurities.
Baggage. One time for all the ladies with baggage.
Or blaming that boyfriend that you have now for something that your ex
other dude
did.
Other dude. One time, for the dude that's up in the store, prayer goes out to you, brother.
But you know what? In the midst of this whole conversation, shout out to all them low self esteem guys around there and them low self esteem women. You feel what I'm saying?
Shout out.
I'm gonna do that because they ain't gonna have low self esteem for long. Because eventually somebody gonna give them that extra push that they need to strive to be the best.
At the end of the day, what people gotta realize is that everyone in this world has a flaw. Everyone has their fallacy. You know what I'm saying? Just find somebody out there that has the same faults as you and just ride together and make it work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't worry about, he got a lumpy leg or my eye ain't looking right or my butt's not big enough or my chest's not big enough or, you know what I'm saying? I don't have the highest paying job at this time. Just find somebody to compliment yourself and accept you for who you are and make it work.
So I want to throw this question out there, and I want to kind of shake up this conversation a little bit. I want to throw this out there.
It's not about the supplement, dude, is it?
Huh? You said what? No. Cut it out. Look. I want to say, okay. Why do you think that black women are more loyal to black men? Why are they loyal? And why do you think that is different when they're dating other races? Like, if a black man were to date a white woman, she would hold him down with no back talk, no nothing. She would just be there. Like his little mat that he could step his feet on. Black women will be there. We'll be that mat for you guys. But we'll also be like, yo, you overstaying your little welcome. Like, you walking too hard on me. You know what I mean? Why is it that it's so different in each situation? Even with, you know, if they were to date another race of woman.
Because every situation is different. But at the end of the day, what you got to understand is this. In anything, as long as every component is doing what it's supposed to be doing, then everything will be fine. You know, it's when two cogs come into conflict that the machine breaks down and doesn't work right. Everybody has to know their role. Everybody has to do their part. And if you're the head of your family, then lead your family, by all means. If you're that support cast, be that support cast. And what a lot of women got to realize about men is that we don't like to argue. We're not going to sit there and argue with you. So if you don't want me to be a man, if you keep stepping on me and won't allow me to be that man, then I'm going to go be a man somewhere else. And a lot of sisters find it difficult to allow a dude to be the man, to head his family. Whereas in other cultures, you know, women are a little bit more submissive. And that's basically all it is.
Another question I have is, why as black women, this goes out to the women, and guys, I want you to chime in and give me your, you know, take on it, but why as black women do we have such a hard time dating any other man besides a black man?
Trust issues. Baggage. Insecurities.
It could be a lot of
women,
things,
some women, they just don't want to date out their race.
Because
you gotta
understand with society, whatever you are, you gravitate to that. If you get a room full of, you know, 10 people, all the smokers are going to be together on one side. Everybody that drinks is going to be together on one side. Everybody that like to party and jam and joke or whatever is going to be together at one side. Whatever people have in common with is what they gravitate to. So it's just, you know, knowing what you're used to and being around what you're used to. It's just basic social society, man.
Okay. I guess, you know. I don't know, because I'm attracted to any type of man. You know what I mean? Some women say they're attracted to only black men, but I'm like, listen, there's some sexy white dudes out there. There's some sexy Hispanics. There's some sexy Mexicans. You know what I mean? Although I would never date a Mexican. That's too much.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, goodness. Oh, man.
I don't think I can call that one.
And speaking of the guys, you know, really, for me, I'm just gonna speak of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna date all races because I'm not that racist type of person. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I can get along with everybody. And that's not counting, you know what I'm saying, all of that military training that I had to go through. It's even before all of that. It's before all of it. Because not only will you second guess yourself by just sticking to your one race, but you will lose a whole lot by sticking to that one race. Because basically, what if you're in school and you surrounded by a whole bunch of people that's not even your race? What's he gonna say? Quiet and shy and humble. And when the teacher asks you a question or asks you, oh, well, can you partner with this guy? Or I don't know that guy. What's he gonna do that? Or you gonna say, oh, I ain't working with him. He ain't my race.
No, I'm very open. Like, I like all people, but as far as dating, I can't do a Mexican. You know what I mean? Like, I'm...
Boy, you hard in the yard.
First of all, Mexican is pretty much... I don't know. It's just something about them.
I'm not,
I'd be
I'm
like...
Not, I'm, I'm not involved in this. I'd like to go ahead and put on my
So basically, we're gonna jump off the Mexican stage right now. What you did in Jamaica?
Oh man.
What you did in Jamaica?
Yes.
You would.
I would, but you know they be beating on women.
Whoa, hold on, wait a minute.
Oh, goodness.
I knew you were going to say something.
I'm Jamaican. I've never been
to
Jamaica yet.
That's why I said it.
You see?
I know. That's that stereotype and stuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And we had a show past time on stereotypes. Stereotypes 1 and 2.
That is.
But in the sense
of all of it, you know what I'm saying? The difference between men and women is men, they all are racist. They wouldn't care about a race. Women?
That's true. Black
that's
men.
That's the number one right there.
You know what they
as
see?
As long as you can see.
Exactly. That's it. That's
you know,
it.
As long basically for women, as long as they can get a good sexual preference, they straight. Like, some women, they prefer. You know, a guy, you know, pounding them so good sexually to the point that they squirt. I ain't going to call no names because, you know, it's a lot of people that's listening and a lot of people prefer that. But in some sense, you know, some women just like to be held. Some women just like to have that perfect relationship. Some people just like to be loyal. Some people don't like relationships. They just like a friend or a homeboy or an associate or acquaintance. Women and men are different in all of the sense. But we all the same people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about our skin or our color or what we like or what we don't like.
That.
You know, it's not about none of that. You know, it's about us as people.
That's true. That is true.
And to speak on Jamaicans, you know, to be honest, Jamaicans are real cool. To be sense of it, because I dated two Jamaicans. You know, I'm not sucking up. I'm just being real with you. I dated two Jamaicans in my past. And one Jamaican. Honestly, to tell you the truth, you know, I dated two Jamaicans back in the day, and it was cool. It was cool as mud. I visited Jamaica. I visited the Bahamas. Right now, I'm in California, still in the weird Jamaican. So everything is all good. Everything is all good. So that's all racist, man. You know.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I feel like this. I feel like, and I do it. I do it myself now. I feel like definitely women, especially mothers, when you have a son, we tend to mother our children, our babies, our sons, especially our sons. We take care of them. They don't have to do nothing. We cook. We clean. We let them live off of us. And I feel like that is also, you know, going towards a man when he finds a woman. He expects that. He expects you to be like his mom.
Mom, I'm scared.
See? Look at this one right here.
There you go. Go get that man
exactly.
His drink.
We tend to let our boys do whatever, and we just take care of them. So when they get older, they expect that from a woman. They expect a woman to cook and clean and to do what they mama do.
That support staff, you know what I'm saying? Support staff. But listen, it basically boils down to this. You know, if you're in a relationship, put that other person first. Tend to their needs. And, you know, hopefully they'll do the same for you. And then y'all will be together forever.
In all the sense on relationships, since we're speaking on that topic, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of insecurities, a lot of trust issues, a lot of loyalty and faithful. Would you carry that type of baggage into a marriage? Women? Princess Jazzy?
If you got baggage, you're not really ready for no marriage anyway, you know. Let that go.
That's true.
So I want to jump into this one, okay? Marriage seems to scare black men, even men.
Oh,
period.
Say that.
It definitely scares them nowadays,
more than it did,
you know, back when we were younger. You know what I mean? Back when you were younger, dudes was like, "Yeah, I'll marry you." Now they just be like, "I need to see your credit score. Like, I need to know what size shoe you wear. Like, does it stay wet? You know what I mean? Like, stupid stuff like that."
Well, listen, you know, if it's based on that, then mostly a whole lot of people would not be together. A whole lot of people that's married to this day would not be together. Because I know a lot of people, they put a lot of stuff in their name and they go repossess.
I don't think, you know, black men and men per se are scared to get married. It's just, you know, marriage is not a thing you can really rush into. You just got to find a quality person. And this is just my opinion. There's not a lot of quality out there right now at this point. So maybe that's the holdup. Or, on the other hand, it could be that there's so much quantity out there that people are just being more picky. So it just depends on whatever category you fall into, you know?
But you know, some people, they question their loyalty, some people question their relationships based on what their friend had or what their mama had, instead of they concentrate on what them and their other spouse has.
I really hope people don't do that, because at the end of the day, you know, your lawn is only as good as what you put into it. The grass may be green on the other side of the fence, but you know, you're not paying attention to what that person is doing to make sure that lawn is kept like that. They putting down that fertilizer, they watering it every day, they keeping it trim. You know, if you do the same thing in yours, it'll be just as green. I promise. So stop watching other people's garden and tend to your own, and you'll be just fine.
Exactly. So another thing I want to throw out there, I feel like black men, not even black men, I'm going to stop saying black men because I don't want y'all to be mad.
Yep, you know
what I mean?
You're going to have a whole bunch of people talking on you.
Hold on, the brothers, ladies. Hold on.
I've been going hard on y'all, so I'm going to kind of, you know, calm down a little bit with that. But
yeah,
I'm going to say men in general. Men in general tend to have, like, the lamest dating strategy. Like,
wow.
I feel like this. I'm not saying that you have to take us out on the most expensive date ever, spend $1,000, you know what I mean? Just some stupid. I'm not saying that. But come on, if you could spend $600 on a pair of sneakers, you could spend $200 on a date.
Okay, well, hold on, wait a minute.
Okay, but you know what? Hold up on that question. We spend $600 on shoes, that's because what we want. But what about y'all women spending this $200 and $300 on y'all hairdo, y'all nails and all that pedicure and
yeah,
all that?
Yeah, but what do we
stuff.
Give y'all in return?
You know?
What do we give y'all?
What's wrong with that?
Exactly. Well, y'all want us to dress up. Y'all want us to be nice and all this stuff.
Okay.
When it comes down to
preparing.
What's wrong with that? Sometimes. I'm not going to say all the time, but sometimes you can look.
There's nothing wrong with any of that. But what I'm saying is this. If you're complaining about the date, don't go out on the date.
But this is the thing. I'm not saying I'm complaining about the date, but I'm saying as far as now, when you are in a situation or whatever, and you're going out on a date with someone, why not do something different? Why do we always have to go to the movies or out to eat? Like,
because
you know what I mean? Why can't we go on a horseback ride? Why can't we, you know what I mean, go bungee jumping or something? You know what I mean? Why we can't go snorkeling? Like,
because some females are scared to ride a horse because they're going to flip back. And as far as bungee jumping, I don't know one woman out there that's going to do that, you know? Because they're so afraid. Oh, okay.
Listen, people do things that they're comfortable with. Just like the way they eat. It's comfort food. It's there in the name. But at the end of the day, if you want to spice things up, you know, there's nothing wrong with telling your dude, hey, babe,
instead of doing this, let's do this. We plan things together. That way, you know,
true.
You keep it interesting.
Yes.
You can't just leave it to one person and expect them to come up with a different idea every time, especially if they're comfortable with
something. That
is
so true. This guy I was dating, he was like, listen,
okay,
I don't want to do the same normal things that you've done in the past as far as, you know, dating. I want to do something different. So I want you to come up with a list of things that you've always wanted to do. I don't care what it is. Just write it down. And we will talk about doing it. And we will try to do it. Everything on your list. I wrote down my list. We did a couple of things on my list, but after that, you know, we just stopped talking.
First off, some of them things on that list probably was too hectic for me. He was like, "Oh hell no!"
Yeah, he was filling you out. He was trying to see if you were crazy.
Well, you know, but he opened my eyes to a whole new way of dating. Is what I'm saying. Like, before I was like, a date is going to the movies and going out to eat. Dating him was kind of like, okay, I can do other things. Like, other things can be considered as a date.
Yeah, but
so now my eyes are more open.
Okay, well, then bring that same strategy to another person. He had the insight to do that. And before him, you didn't have that insight. But now that you do, you know, you could take that good thing out of that relationship and put it into another relationship and see if you can get to the point where you want to be.
And most guys think that, oh, well, she want to do some extraordinary stuff. You know what I mean?
No, I don't want you
to be spending $600. No, because, listen, if you're going to spend $600 on a date, you might as well just give it to me.
Some guys don't trust you with that amount of money because we all know, but some guys, they already know, oh, you're going to call up your homegirl and be like, hey, you want to go shopping? I'll go shopping, blow the whole $600 in the day.
And what's the point with that?
I'm not spending
$600
on a date.
I'm okay with a certain amount a week that you give me. I'm okay with that.
Exactly. I just need an allowance.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Can I get an allowance?
about
all these jobs, y'all get paid. Y'all get all of this money. Some people invest it. Some people, they put money away for bills. So what you're trying to say is you're going to go blowing all your money that you got in a mall, going to all those type of places.
Sometimes,
it
depends on the type of person.
Exactly.
Because
me, I get tired of shopping now. I get tired of going to the store.
I can't. But my thing is, if you give me $600, I'm paying bills. I'm going to pay my car.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
What about that
$600? Say okay, you know, you go shopping every week to the point that you're getting tired of it. So you got $600 and you just banking it. Why don't you take that money that he gives you and put it towards something useful? Say your parents' anniversary coming up and you tired of getting them the same thing. So you wanna go all out for their anniversary because you think that possibly they would do the same thing for you. So
that don't got nothing to do with me.
You know,
that relationship don't got nothing to do with me. I'll call you, give you a card, say happy anniversary, but I ain't about to spend no whole bunch of money on you.
Okay. So that whole 21 years, went out the drain. You just
gonna go get him a car and
do that.
I'm just saying.
That whole 21 years that they done bathe, you done wiped your diapers, all of that stuff. That just went out the door for just 22. A car.
22. I'm just throwing that out there. But you know what I mean? Like, listen, but what I'm saying is that's their time, their anniversary, that is their bonding time, that is their moment, that is them that needs to be buying each other something.
Mm-hmm.
Not me buying them nothing.
Well,
you know what I mean?
For some of them, Well, for some of them that you know, some of the guys and some of the girls, some of the women that forget their anniversary, they be calling on their children to come and say, oh, well, you know what? I forgot your mom's anniversary. Oh, I forgot your father's anniversary. Could you help me out? Really?
Oh. All right, you guys, we have a caller who wants to chime in, so we're going to bring them in real quick. Get them into the conversation. Tell all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jeffrey. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach.
This is
Myrtle?
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. Yep. Woo-hoo.
That's all I heard, that's Myrtle Beach.
Well, I've been listening to the conversation, and Jasmine, I must say, yeah, we know you're 22, sweetie. You don't have to keep reminding everybody. On top of but as far as the situation on doing things differently, I'm totally 100% with you. I mean, I've done some crazy stuff on dates. Like, this one chick told me that she wanted to do a helicopter ride. I've never done that. So, I mean, it was something different. It was something new, you know, exciting. So, I mean, not really a big fan of heights, but like I said, it was just something different. Mm-hmm. Also, sometimes just walking on the beach, sitting at home, you know, chilling, watching a movie. There's different mm-hmm. types of dates, and it just seems like people exactly. feel like you got to spend money, major money, to have fun. And if you really feeling a person, money's really not a factor. It's
exactly.
just about what's in, you know what I'm saying? It's really about what's in the person's heart and how you feel about each other. And then, I mean, after that, yeah, money becomes, it becomes a factor, but not a major factor. That's, I mean, because you can be happy without a lot of money.
So how much was the helicopter ride, brother?
Oh, man.
Well, see, that's just it. She invited me, so I don't know how much
so
it was.
So she paid.
No.
That brings me to another point. When you go on a date, it don't matter if she invited you. You pay. That's the deal.
Okay, hold on. She paid for the helicopter ride. She paid for the helicopter ride. She paid for the helicopter ride.
That man might not have a helicopter ride budget.
Nah, see, she paid for the helicopter ride, but I paid for the limo. So.
What y'all need a limo for? What?
See, we also went to Rio's Brazilian Steakhouse after the helicopter ride.
Oh, that's
I
good,
never,
too.
Okay.
That's some money. You got some change.
I had never been there, but...
To that question, if you tell me you got money and you got some free supplements, you shit out of luck.
So, yeah,
change.
I had never been there. I heard it was a good place to eat, and it was a nice, casual place to go. So, you know, we went... She did the helicopter thing, and I said, okay, and I surprised her when we landed and had the limo waiting, so...
Oh,
cool.
Okay.
It's so wet.
Hey, I got to commend you, brother, because you got her on the other side of the menu with just the limo ride, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you don't know what I mean by the other side of the menu,
listen.
Women, there's two sides of the menu. If you $20 less, you get on with a kiss. Over $20, if you order the lobster bisque, you're going to get a man's mask that night because you're on the other side of the menu, just to let you know. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, but y'all know, y'all better try. If y'all ever in Myrtle Beach, Rio's Brazilian, y'all better cut it out. It's so good.
My girl Jasmine been putting this on Facebook, everybody to tune in. So I've been tuning in, but this is the first time I decided to. It's the first time I decided to chime in. You know what I mean? I've been through a lot of situations with love and a lot of other stuff. So, you know, romance and not romance, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
That's true.
It is true. Mm-hmm. But my thing, before you leave us, I want to throw this other question out there.
Oh.
Why is it? Mm-hmm. I'm about to throw it out there.
Oh.
We're trying to catch it.
Why is, y'all ready? Hold your hands up.
Yeah.
Why is it that men always need to impress people?
Y'all always got to be a baller, shot caller. Y'all always got to be in the best car. But y'all be at home living with your mama.
Hold on. I'm going to stop you because I drive the company car all the time. I don't have my own car. First off, I ain't even going to stunt. I drive the company car all the time. I don't have my own car. My car blew up. So, hey, whatever.
Well, at least, but I'm saying.
And women, I mean, y'all, you can't talk about us being shot callers and ballers and everything. When y'all sit, they trying to, y'all be like, I don't need no man to do this for me, and I don't need no man to do that for me. But when you go out, you first thing you say, you gonna call him and say, excuse me, I need some money to get my nails done, or I need my hair done. So I mean, you can't sit there and talk about how men are showing out when y'all women got to go stepping out in the new dress every weekend.
But don't y'all want us to look good?
So if we go get a fresh cut, then we got to be showing off.
Let me correct this because this conversation is going to the left, and I need to bring it back to the right.
I'm not saying
that going to get a hair. I love a clean, fresh cut man. I love it. I want you to be into your appearance. I want you to make sure you looking good. But if you got to go out and buy a whole, you got a whole bunch of rings on your finger, you got a whole bunch of bling, you always talking about money, you throwing money around.
That's what I'm talking about.
You live at the house, but you live at your mama's house talking about, nah, my mama live with me. No,
then
you live at your mama.
If a man got a bunch of rings on his finger and he got to go out and he got to flash a new car, either he's suffering or he's gay. What's that?
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. So, see, I'm in the caravan. A guy can floss and get all of this stuff, and y'all automatically, you know, put him in that box and say,
you can't put him in that box.
I'm not saying you're gonna put him in the box. But it's like, okay, I see you all the time, you always flashing money, you always got this, I got that. You're always talking about all this materialistic
Let me let you in on a secret that a lot of women don't know. Those be the brokest men.
Trust me, I know. Those be the brokest ones.
They done bust their ass working eight hours at a food store or something, and then they finally got their check from their two weeks pay, and they got to go flash a little bit of money. Then knowing good and well when they got to go home and they mama asked for rent. Nigga, then you crying.
Exactly.
You hurting. Those be the brokest ones. See, real men with money don't have to floss it. Real men with money don't have to floss it because people who know them talk about their money for them. They don't have to floss their money because people talk about their money for them.
I don't agree with that statement because if you look at what's going on in the world, society dictates that right now. What do they talk about in most raps? Cars and clothes. Jury.
Okay, but most rappers are also satanics and faggots, so it don't really count them out. So I mean, that goes back to my whole little thing about when you putting a bunch of jewelry on, then you got a man kissing another man in the mouth. I mean, really?
But at the end of the day, this is what children and other young men are mimicking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You,
I could not agree with you more. I'll post on my Facebook status all the time about how more men need to teach their sons to be doctors and lawyers instead of saying, look, I'm a drug dealer, or I'm a baller, or I'm out here trying to be a LeBron James. How about go be a Johnny Cochran or a Thurgood Marshall? Mm-hmm. How about something like that? Be something that's going to represent something when you grow up instead of, oh, you got a bunch of tattoos and you can't get a job. You see what I'm saying? This is where a lot of young brothers are being misled.
People mimic what they see. They don't see.
I agree.
Do you see Thurgood Marshall out on TV all the time? Do you see influential black people on TV, mainstream TV, or mainstream commercials, as you see under other individuals that commercially are making these corporations money?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in the limelight, you're not going to get 90% of the crowd to follow you. You're just
going to get
that 10% that actually digs for the truth. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how educated or how popular you are if you're not in that mainstream. If you're not being injected into the populace, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So until there is a stage for that type of individual, they're always going to listen to the nonsense. They're always going to listen to Lil Wayne or you know, not to be hating on the little dude because he's doing his thing. But
mm-hmm.
he's marketing entertainment. And a lot of these kids nowadays, they're following entertainment as if it's life, but it's not.
That's true. Because my son was just singing Alicia Keys.
That's why my TV goes off in my house. That's why my TV goes off to my house at a certain time, because if you give kids too much TV, it rots their brains. SpongeBob SquarePants is one of the most popular shows in the world, and that sponge is so gay, it's beyond belief. Homosexuality is taking its place more and more every day, and more people, and it seems like there's nothing being said about it, which is cool. I understand. I'm not against
you not to bash my gay.
Hold on. I didn't bash them. I'm not bashing gays. That's their home. That's their right. If they want to screw men, they want to screw men. That's their right. But what I'm saying is more people need to understand that this is not what God intended, and therefore we need to train our children, teach our children better instead of keeping them in the limelight and saying, oh yeah, go watch Nicki Minaj. Because, I mean, I had the worst experience as a parent when on Halloween night. This little girl came to my door and told me she had on a little bikini, little type joint, and some little net stockings. And I said, sweetie, well, what are you? And she said, and the baby said, I'm a stripper. You want me to do a split?
Wow. How old was she?
And that right there, that shows you where was society. And then they had another little girl. She had her son in dreads. He had on a dreadlock wig, and her daughter had on a pink wig, and they were Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj. I said, and this is what y'all dress y'all children up as? Are you serious?
Hold on, wait a minute, bro. What you?
And they think it's cute,
still jumping, you're still jumping over what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have little children out there that can name you 100 rappers. They can sing you 100 rap songs.
But they can't say
their
ABCs.
Can't tie their shoe and still pissing in their pants.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, wow. But how many influential people can they name on that same list? The comparison is not there. So you know you're doing your thing.
And you know what? I'm sorry. And I'm sorry because ain't none of us probably on this line probably over 30. But that's where I say this comes from young parenting. They need to go back to the great grandmothers. Uh-huh.
We way over 30.
I didn't make that as a factual statement. I said maybe. But that's what I say. That goes back. That goes back to young parenting. That goes back to people not putting their
points.
I've
been
parenting
since I was 20.
No, that has nothing to do with that. Age has nothing to do with anything. It's
that's the way they bring age
the
way
they
were raised.
It's
the way they were raised. Because with my son, I'm 22. My son is 3 years old, but he knows I don't play them games. Don't get it twisted. Like, I grew up in a family where we had to learn stuff at an early age. I'm making him learn. You know what I mean? I don't play
exactly
this type of games. You don't dress up and as no Lil Wayne or none of that. We don't do that over here. So
no,
it
exactly
all goes back to
at
the way
the day,
they
it's
are
whatever you exposed to.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I agree.
You're only as good as what you're exposed to. And, you know, thank goodness you were exposed to the things that you were exposed to. That's why you're at where you're at in this point in life.
Yeah, and when these little women and when these young girls walk around here letting their little daughter's booty pop and then say, oh, get it, baby, get it, like that shit's cute, then, you know.
Why? Because society dictates that, you know, influential people like Nicki Minaj could make a song called You a Stupid Hoe, and it could play on the radio.
Exactly.
I agree.
So,
you're
at
right
the end of the day, you really can't just fault the parents. But yeah, they have a lot of influence in what their kids do. But social media, the internet itself, there's just too
it's
many
raising
avenues
our children.
There's too many avenues
exactly
for that kid to get the information that they're getting.
Exactly. The internet and cell phones, the internet, these iPads and everything, like Kevin Hart said he'll put his kid in front of the iPad so they don't have to talk to him. That stuff is raising our children. Because those things do everything, and a lot of parents get into that electronic stage and be like, okay, well, here, y'all go play y'all game and get the hell out of my face. How about you go play a board game like Monopoly, teach the kid how to count and how to be business savvy. That way, you know, if they want to be a Monopoly, they learn to take over, but they learn to do it with, you know, skill and grace. But I'm saying you don't got enough people out there doing that anymore, and that's why this world is going to hell in a handbasket.
I ain't gonna front because sometimes my son be getting on my nerves and I be like, listen, go watch cartoons.
Wow.
I am not gonna front.
What people need to realize is this. You know what I'm saying? Everything in life is a tool. And too much of one thing is not good for anybody. Whether it be exercise, sleep, sugar, sex, social media.
I don't know about that sex part, bro.
Okay, listen. I love sex just as much as the next man. You can't have sex for 24 hours straight and expect to be all right.
Huh? Who said?
Okay.
That sound good.
You give me a woman that want to have sex for 24 hours straight, and I will give you my new wife.
Okay. Let me ask you. You never had sex to the point where you was raw and everything hurt,
Mm-mm.
and you still wanted to go. Tell me you still
that's
wanted to go.
That's nasty.
If you raw, that means she didn't. If you done rubbed yourself raw, that means she didn't got dry, and that means you got the wrong woman.
I'm sorry, but
ladies, forgive me how I put this, but I don't do sandpaper pussy. That's just simple.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You're right.
That thing got to be lit.
You ain't gonna be able to tap that all day, brother. I don't give a damn how much Viagra or Viagra you're not going to be able to do.
I don't know.
Sometimes
it
comes so much to where it's nothing there, right?
And that's it. Because I done had sex to the point where I nut and
it'd
be like,
hey, you're right. It is a way, you're right. There is those times where you can, come dust. I agree. There are those times. But during one of those break periods, you just go drink some water and get your fluids back running, you know, and get it back on.
There has been times that I've hit it so long that I just look over at it and I just want to, look, don't touch me. I just want to go to sleep. You stay on your side of the damn bed, you stay on my side of the damn bed, and everything's going to be cool. And
And I'm
but look, here's my thing. The reason I can say I can have sex for 24 hours because if I get to the point where my shit is starting to hurt, that's when I go to using my tongue. Let it heal and then work it out.
I hear you. But I will bet you 10 years worth of paycheck that you can't tap no ass for no 24 hours straight. It ain't gonna happen, brother. Ain't gonna happen.
Well, you know what, I ain't gonna lie, bro. My record is 7 hours. But that was, and I ain't gonna lie, that did take a toll on me. That took a toll, but I mean, I ain't gonna lie, goddamn, I kept it in there, cause she wasn't quitting, so I wasn't either.
Do like a contest or something. Like, see how long.
But I guarantee you, the next day y'all was looking at each other like, nigga, please, don't touch. Don't come over here.
But you know what? My thing is, what if you're in a situation where you can have sex for a long period of time and it's because you're not
satisfied.
You're not satisfied. Yeah. So what happens with that? Because with me, listen, I don't be satisfied, so I want to continue to go. But then they'd be like, oh, wait a minute, give me a few seconds.
Listen. Okay, here's my thing with women. Y'all want men to keep standing up, but yet y'all want to be lazy. So, I mean, if you want that pleasure, then you got to go ahead and get Johnny back up. So what I'm saying is slide the damn knob.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with being a little freaky. Ain't nothing wrong with sliding it out of you, sliding it into your mouth. God damn it.
Exactly. That shit is sexy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We down there drinking it. You see how
complicated
it is?
Drinking what?
And then here's my thing with sisters. They don't want to swallow, but yet they'll come in your fucking mouth quick.
You know what else, too, brother? They will hold the back of your head and keep you from moving.
Exactly. Nigga, you be down there by the dot. Your damn nose getting slipped in. You be down there by the dot.
Y'all
are too much. What they touch your show into, Jasmine? Honey. We at the backyard barbecue, honey.
Okay.
We at the backyard barbecue.
I'm trying to tell you though, but here's another thing with me. Women have an issue talking about size don't matter and size matter. But then if you deal with a man that's suffering or you deal with a man that's hanging, you still ain't no please. I'm just sorry.
Listen,
it just ain't no damn please
in
a woman.
My thing is this. I've been in a situation where I say all the time, size does not matter. But I've been in a situation where, it didn't even, you couldn't even touch it. Like, that's how little it was. Like, it couldn't even touch it. You know what I mean?
Look, man, that's got to leave Chinese people alone.
He was black.
Well, you should have asked him, was his daddy Chinese, or damn it, did he lose some in an accident?
Don't be sleeping on them. Do not be sleeping on them Orientals, okay? Do not be sleeping on them.
I ain't care.
I'm gonna tell you like this. This one chick told me her husband wasn't satisfying her. I slept with her. And I say, well, damn, I see why your husband ain't satisfying you in the damn land of Oz. Shit, that's throwing a hot dog in the cave. Bitch, who can't satisfy you? Your knee.
Yeah. You fell inside.
You just wandering, nigga. You in Alice in Wonderland. You just falling. What the fuck?
You know what I heard, though? I heard somebody say that if it's loose like that, what you do is you hit it to the side. So you can hit the wall.
If it's loose, I got an advice for y'all dudes. If it's loose like that, leave her ass where the fuck she at.
Look, goddamn, this is what I say. If you can hide that, if you can hide a nigga's gun and a bitch's pussy, it's time to go. That's that simple. If I can put my whole pistol up inside you and hide it from the police, then I can't deal with you. Is that simple?
You know, you got a point.
You are silly.
If nothing can satisfy you but childbirth, it's time for me to break camp.
Okay, while we're talking about sex, before we leave, while we're talking about sex, I want to know this. Why do men or women, not even women right now, just men, why do men have unprotected sex with the woman they wouldn't want to have their baby? I mean, why would you do that? If you don't
I've been in this situation, and I actually got a child out of this situation. It's called alcohol.
Don't blame it on the alcohol.
Okay. I'm going to put it like this. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't no sense in the condom getting on your pussy. I'm just playing. Because men don't think about it.
I've had women, you know, you go right there and you be like, damn, okay, we right here. You done got high and heavy and you like, shit, all right, well, I ain't got no rubber. They say, well, baby, fuck that. I'm not about, you not done got me right here and not going to give me no dick. That's just not going to work. So, I mean, sometimes a woman... A woman can be just as damn persuasive on that situation as a man can, yo. That's just simple.
That's
so
cool.
She'll tell you, just stick the head in.
Yeah, just stick the head in.
Listen, women contribute to it because we be getting so in the moment, it be feeling all good. They be like, where you want me to come at? You be like, come in my pussy, and then you pregnant.
I don't care.
You know what I mean?
I don't care.
Hey, when they say, look, if they say they don't care, damn it, I'm hitting them in the face.
Oh, no.
My wife can attest to this. Don't tell me nothing like that because you have some shit in your ear, all in your eyeballs.
All I'm going to tell you, bitch, close your eyes.
That's one thing I can't do. You're not about to do that in my face. I sure not. You about to look, that's nutrients.
Why do you think them white women do it? That clears your skin.
It's been proven to get rid of bumps and black skin.
Look, it is better. That shit is better. Look, semen is better than Noxzema and Clarice.
Listen. I can't do it. It's not going to happen.
See, that's just it. Y'all women need to do what? Stop saying saying that thing and be like Obama. Yes, I can.
Yes, no.
I can. No.
That's one thing,
term.
But you know what? If a woman is saying you could do it anywhere else you want to, you could do it whatever you want to do, you could do it. But you cannot come in my face.
Well, open your mouth.
next thing. That's the next best thing.
Open your mouth and stick out your tongue because I'm hitting your tonsils, goddamn.
You stupid. And then, okay, I'm going to say this. If you guys want us to do that, y'all need to make sure y'all eating some good food.
You know what? I'm glad we got that on the line. Because you know what? That's true. Eating fruits makes your shit sweet.
Yeah.
I've been told. Fruits and a lot of strawberries and shit, that actually works. Because I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. You can get them to do a lot more if you get your shit sweet.
Exactly. You up here eating cheeseburgers and you want me to put that in my mouth? No.
Women, all y'all women out there, please shave that up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Trim it up. Don't make it bald. Nah, don't make it bald. I want to make sure I'm dealing with a grown woman. Don't make it bald. But damn it, at least give me the soul patch.
You know what?
That's him. I like it bald. That way, nothing gets in the way of the flavor.
You might be pedophile.
All right, you guys, it is that time. Y'all have talked it down. It's time to go. Y'all are crazy. Thank you so much for my caller who called in and kicked it with us. I appreciate you.
All right, Jazzy.
That's kept it interesting. And, yeah, every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m., come kick it with us. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope y'all eat a lot of food. I'm definitely going to do it. I'm going to get real fat.
Hey, tell me where I got to come at to catch your food, because I heard you can burn.
Listen, call me.
Hit the inbox. You should know who this is by now.
I got you. All right, you guys.
You say you gotta
see y'all
next week.
Chill out.
All right,
bye. Princess Jazzy, Princess Sexy K, Sexy Mr. Sensation, and Mr. Goodly. It's on.